New day,
new you.
Wake your ass.
Only
strong.
Positive.
Monday through Friday.
Fucking gratitude. Be mindful.
You're listening to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth.
This is the one thing that I've learned in my life. I learned this because I've partaken in a bunch of these situations. Never trust someone that kisses with their damn eyes open. They're sneaky and non-committal, I promise you. Now, here's what's happening. While you're kissing them, those people are watching someone watching them kiss you to see that person's reaction. Then what happens is this. That same someone winds up telling you that that motherfucker you kissed had their eyes open while they were kissing you. But you can't automatically believe them. So the next time you kiss that motherfucker, you gotta open your eyes. Open your fucking eyes to confirm that the person you're kissing is keeping their goddamn eyes open. It's too much, Miles. It's too fucking much. See, they got their eyes open while they're kissing you, looking around the fucking room at another motherfucker to make sure that motherfucker see them kissing you. And then that person tell you that this motherfucker was kissing you with his goddamn eyes open. But you can't confirm the shit until you confirm the shit. Now you gotta kiss that motherfucker again. He kissing you with his eyes open. And now you gotta open your goddamn eyes to confirm that this motherfucker got his eyes open while he's kissing you. Ladies, be careful. Ladies, be fucking careful. I tell ladies all the time, be careful.
I get that it seems like a problem, but I'm more concerned about that voyeur that's watching this couple kiss. Like, what's that guy doing?
That's what I'm saying, Miles. But here's the great thing about that.
Yeah.
Now you would have never found out that this motherfucker's kissing you with his eyes open if someone didn't see them kiss with their goddamn eyes open.
No, I get all that, but I don't feel you're concerned enough about this person who was watching them kiss. Like, and
Miles, yeah. That person is nothing but a whistleblower, and I appreciate a whistleblower sometimes.
Yeah.
Some whistleblowers have brought down fucking political giants. You hear me, Miles? Whistleblowers are every fucking way. In politics, every fucking way, Miles. In the police department, in your neighborhoods, Miles.
Yeah.
In your home. They're fucking everywhere.
He seems more like a peeping Tom.
He is. But it's confirming things that you need to fucking know. Now, suppose that motherfucker said, that dude is kissing you, but he's picking his nose while he's kissing you, Miles. How about that shit? See?
I mean, it's disgusting.
She said, what? No. While he's kissing you, this motherfucker's picking his nose while he's kissing you.
You would think she'd feel that. That's kind of a tough move to pull off.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it's a hard one.
Yeah.
How about this? Picking his ass. How about that, Miles?
Okay, that one.
Now, that's easy to do. You kiss somebody and you're picking your ass while you're kissing them?
Yeah.
Come on, Miles. Who does that shit?
Guess someone with an itchy behind.
You got an itchy ass.
Yeah.
You need for that? Some fucking ointment. You need some ointment.
Yeah.
You need to
take care of that at another time, not during the whole kissing thing.
I'm just telling you, it happens, Miles. I'm just being honest. I'm just trying to, paint a perfect picture for people out there. Just don't do it. Just don't do it.
Keep
your eyes closed.
Well, I say we take that perfect picture that you painted and just put it away.
Put it away.
Hi, I'm Miles, and thanks for joining us for a new day of May I Elaborate? Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smooth. Every day we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if JB can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. Today's quote comes from a calendar that's all about self-love, and all of its quotes are attributed to Tanya Carol Richardson. All right, here we go.
You're here.
A long one. I try not to find these long ones, but sometimes the long ones are just good.
Sometimes they're gems, Miles.
Yeah,
gems.
This one I think you're gonna like this one. When I'm on vacation to a fun and interesting place, I try to pack in as many new experiences as possible to make the most of my trip. I want to make the most of this trip called life, too.
It's long, but Maj, you know what? It's full of tidbits of information here.
Well, as we go into break, I'm going to read it one more time so they can think about it and you can think about it. When I'm on vacation to a fun and interesting place, I try to pack in as many new experiences as possible to make the most of my trip. I want to make the most of this trip called life, too.
Oh, I love it.
All right.
I love it.
We'll be back. Welcome back to May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. The quote we're looking at today is, when I'm on vacation to a fun and interesting place, I try to pack in as many new experiences as possible to make the most of my trip. I want to make the most of this trip called life, too.
Mm-mm-mm.
What do you make of all those words?
As you might know, Miles, as a traveler, as a world traveler,
yeah,
someone who's seen so many unique places, Miles, and done so many things, and loves, you know, the adventure of it all, the adventure, Miles.
Mm-hmm.
So when I hear something like this, when I'm on vacation to a fun and interesting place, I try to pack in as many new experiences as possible to make the most of my trip. I want to make the most of this trip called life, too. Yeah. Because, Miles, what happens?
Yeah.
Most people go on a trip, and they think they're paying for an experience. But they're really paying for is the damn accomplishments. You know why I say accomplishments? Shit you can mark off. Just check off shit.
Yeah.
Fucking just check that shit off.
An itinerary.
Yeah. Like that trip, Miles. Like life, it's yours. You pay for that goddamn trip, Miles.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes you pay for it. Or sometimes you win a trip sometimes, too. You go on those game shows and shit.
Yeah.
They fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like fucking Wheel of Fortune or some shit
price
like that.
Price is Right.
Or Price is Right. Or Let's Make a Deal. I love Let's Make a Deal. Motherfuckers be going on Let's Make a Deal shit with them goofy-ass outfits and shit.
Yeah.
I love it, man. People be dressing some wild shit, Miles. Shit, man. You know what I love to see somebody go on their ass?
What?
50 Shades of Grey. They both naked as hell. And they on there with all kind of sex toys and shit,
mm-hmm.
you know? And whips and shit and chains and all kind of wild shit. And that'd be fucking good TV.
Yeah, I don't think appropriate for daytime television, but...
I'm just throwing it out there. Would be nice. You know, I'm not saying they're going to do it, but I will say it would be nice to see some different outfits and shit like that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that. So anyway, are you paying for that trip, Mom? That trip is yours. And I use life in the place of a trip because that's exactly what the fuck you're doing. See, that trip... Like your life is just sitting there waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's waiting for you to accomplish that shit, Miles. Shit. Parasailing and shit. I love parasailing. You get on that motherfucking thing and that boat pulls your ass up high in the air. You know what you are? You are a human kite. That's what the fuck you are.
Scary.
Fuck yeah, scary as fuck. You are a human kite.
You've done that before?
Fuck yeah, I did that shit.
Wow.
I wasn't awake, but I did that shit. I took some sleeping pills and shit. And then I got on that motherfucker. I'm scared of heights. So the only way I could do it Well, to strap myself in, take a sleeping pill and shit, and nod the fuck out.
Unconscious body was being pulled in the air by a boat.
Fuck yeah. But I had a friend of mine record the shit so I could say I did it. See, whether I'm awake or not, I did the shit. I can mark the shit off my list, Miles.
Mm-hmm.
See? Yeah. All that shit, Miles. Stilt walkers. You know I like going to Bahamas and you get the fucking stilt walkers and shit. You ever see one of them motherfuckers? I love them, man.
Yeah.
You gotta watch those stilt walkers, though. You know? Because sometimes, you know, single ladies go on these fucking trips and they think because they got long-ass legs, they got a long-ass Johnson, too. That's what they think. You would think a motherfucker with legs that long, you know what I mean, would be well endowed and shit. Shit, man.
So you think the women think that these men are really 15 feet tall?
Fuck yeah, Miles. Yeah, be careful with those stilt walkers. They'll steal your lady, man. And all these experiences, Miles, they all come together, man.
Right.
Explore all that shit, Miles. Get your fucking hair braided. You know, people say that your hair down. I say that your hair up. I love that kind of shit. Know what I love, too?
What?
If you ever go to, like, Jamaica, it's best to have someone that you can ask for.
Uh-huh.
You know, oh, man, you need one person you fucking ask for, man. Like a motherfucker named Joffrey. Oh, Joffrey. Oh, man, I love that shit, man. If you ever go to Jamaica, and you just ask for Joffrey and tell him JB sent your ass.
And So what is Joffrey? What is he?
Joffrey, like he'll talk you into trying things you never thought you would. He's like one of those dudes that, you know what I call him? He's an egg oner.
Uh-huh.
He's an egg goner. He'll egg you on and make you feel bad about not trying new shit. He'll call you a punk sometimes. Look at you, fucking bitch. He called you one time I was on vacation when I first met the motherfucker.
Yeah.
He called me a little bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Almost got into it with him, but I understood where the fuck he was coming from. He didn't want me to come all the way out there on that fucking vacation and not accomplish any fucking thing. He wanted me to try new things and experience what the fuck life is.
I would want that.
His motives are true, but his execution sometimes is offensive.
Yeah.
I said, hey, motherfucker, who the fuck you think you're talking to? And he threw that smile on me and held his arms out and gave me a hug. I said, you motherfucker, how about this shit? He almost took me there. And Miles, that motherfucker almost fucked my vacation up.
Okay.
Shit.
All right.
Shit. So, he knows all the spots, man.
Yeah.
All the hookups and shit.
Yeah.
And the best vacation you're going to ever have, trust me, you know, there will be a motherfucker named Joffrey playing a big part of that shit, man. Shit. At the end of your amazing vacation, you look for Joffrey because you want to give him some gratuity. And you say, thank you, Joffrey. Thank you for allowing me to step outside myself and try something new. Shit, man.
So when I'm on vacation to a fun and interesting place, I try to pack in as many new experiences as possible to make the most of my trip. And you're saying, let's look at your life like a trip and that there are lots of things to do and don't be afraid to do them. And if you are, create this alter ego, a West Indian man named Joffrey, and let him help you be the best courageous you that you can be. And then tip him.
Fuck yeah, you better. Now look. Yeah. Think about this now.
Okay.
Just like when they run those clinical tests on a drug and they give some people a placebo.
Yeah.
You know what a placebo is, man?
No.
A placebo is a fake-ass pill. And some people who took that fake-ass placebo wind up saying, it made me feel better. Joffrey is a damn placebo.
Yeah.
And that's good. You know, and that good time you had, the unbridled enthusiasm you showed was all you. Miles, that was fucking you doing that shit. Not some damn Jamaican named Joffrey Placebo. That's you, Miles.
His last name is actually Placebo?
Fuck yeah, his last name is Placebo.
Well, if you'd have told me that in the beginning, yeah.
You're a fake ass pill, Miles.
Yeah.
Miles, this dude don't exist. It's always been in you. People have always been the fucking adventurers. How do you think all this got created? Motherfucker had to have adventure. Had to not be scared. Have you ever seen that famous painting of all these construction workers sitting on one of those fucking steel beams and shit having lunch?
Oh, yeah. Black and white picture there, yeah.
Yeah, I love that picture. They all sitting there having fucking lunch. See, there's two things going on here. One thing is they're sitting on top of this fucking metal girder, right?
Yeah.
They're having lunch. But also putting in jeopardy the fucking lives of motherfuckers walking around down there and they fucking drop a sandwich or some shit on the motherfucker's head. Miles, you know if you drop a roast beef sandwich, which is one of the heavier meats, heavier than fucking turkey, bologna, and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Didn't realize roast
beef
that.
Roast beef is a heavy ass sandwich. They put a lot of fucking roast beef on a roast beef sandwich.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like stacks of fucking meat. You drop that sandwich that you're building, the Empire State Building or some shit like that, and you drop that sandwich,
yeah,
the fucking sandwich, Miles, full of fucking meat, falls on someone's head, it will kill them.
Yeah.
It'll pick up enough speed and momentum and kill a motherfucker if it falls on their head.
Yeah. I would just imagine safety procedures around the early 1900s weren't even, you know, well thought of. So I imagine that was a common death in the early 1900s, sandwiches falling on people.
And Miles, back then, the bread was heavier. It was heavy-ass bread.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The fucking pumpernickels and shit like that. Heavy-ass bread, Miles.
Well, look, I get it. I got confused. I wish you would have said his name was Joffrey Placebo at the beginning. I would have known right away. But
yeah, thick-ass pill.
But I think we're right to the takeaway here. I'll say the long quote one more time. When I'm on vacation to a fun and interesting place, I try to pack in as many new experiences as possible to make the most of my trip. I want to make the most of this trip called life too. And so far, I really hear this honest and earnest attempt to have a good, exciting, fun-filled life. What's the takeaway?
Look, everybody. At the end of a sports season, the teams do this thing called an exit interview. It's been a long-ass season, filled with ups and downs, wins and losses, injuries and shit like that. They ask some questions about how they felt the season went, and how they feel about their accomplishments. Now look, apply this to this. When you finally leave this earth and there's an exit interview on your way out of this motherfucker, the last thing you'll ever want is for them to read a checklist of the things you could have done but you didn't fucking do. Maybe some sex positions you never heard of, and now it's too late to try it. Like one called the rusty wine opener. Oh shit, Miles, don't get me started. As that interviewer asks you questions one by one, you want to be able to look them in the eye. You know what you tell them, Miles? Been there, done that. Been there, done that. That is a life well lived, Miles. Fuck that, man. That,
I gotta say, like, that was great. I just have a one question, if I may. What's a rusty wine opener? What's that?
I'll tell you later.
It just sounds like it would be.
Yeah, man. Like you better believe it.
You need a tetanus shot after that.
Yeah. Rusty wine opener?
Yeah. That's a real thing.
Fuck yeah, it is. Look it up.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us on another episode of May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smooth. I want to give a special thanks to Workman Publishing for letting us borrow their daily calendar called Year of Self-Love, Daily Affirmations and Actions for Self-Compassion and Self-Worth.
Pajama top.
Thank you, Tanya Carol Richardson. I'm Miles, and he's...
I'm J.B. Smooth. Y'all enjoy. Shit. Now you got me thinking.
This has been a Team Coco production.